With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. Montanans traveling to Washington, D.C. for non-essential reasons must now quarantine for 14 days upon arrival to limit the spread of the novel coronavirus. Montana is considered a COVID-19 hotspot based on criteria set by D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser in a traveler self-quarantine order effective today. D.C.'s high-risk definition matches one set by New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut last week. Anywhere where the 7-day moving average of daily new COVID-19 cases is 10 or more per 100,000 persons. People who are self-quarantining are instructed to not leave the house except to access medical care or obtain food and other essential goods, to not allow guests into their place of quarantine, and to self-monitor for COVID-19 symptoms. Idaho and North Dakota also made the list of states considered high risk for a total of 27. Montana had a similar quarantine for some visitors in the early months of the pandemic. The policy was rolled back in early June. Montana testing confirmed more than 350 cases of COVID-19 over the weekend, while the state reported its 47th death due to the respiratory virus. The state reported a record 224 cases on Saturday, 89 on Sunday, and 41 on Monday. Just over 1,200 people are currently infected with the coronavirus. A recent report says Black people in Montana are nearly 10 times more likely to be arrested for possession of marijuana than white people. That's higher than any other state. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Montana's top rank comes from an American Civil Liberties Union report released in April that evaluated 6 million arrests across the U.S. between 2010 and 2018. While Black and white people use pot at similar rates, the report says Black people have a higher chance of being arrested for possession than white people in every state. S.K. Rossi is the Director of Advocacy and Policy at the ACLU of Montana.
It's really important to note that in 31 states, racial disparities were larger in 2018 than they were in 2010. And Montana actually stuck out as having the highest disparity rate across the country between arrests for Black people and white people.
The ACLU says it pulled data from the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program and U.S. Census Bureau to compare the rate of arrests for each racial group per 100,000 people. Rossi said more criminal justice data is needed to understand why the different arrest rates exist at the county and state level. Following the report from April, the ACLU of Montana is working with the National Office to collect similar data on racial arrest disparities for Indigenous people in the U.S. A spokesperson said that information may be available this fall. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
The fire danger rating was moved to high today for the Flathead National Forest, Glacier National Park, and the whole of Flathead County. The announcement came from an interagency group of local, state, and federal officials. The interagency press release said the move to high fire danger comes as the area is dry enough to ignite easily and has the high potential for fire spread. A fire 8 miles west of Dixon was reported early this morning. The Magpie Rock Fire was estimated at 100 acres in size and 0% contained, according to a 10 a.m. update from the CSKT Division of Fire. Fire officials say no structures are threatened, but Reveille 6000 Road between Reveille and Magpie is closed, as is Reveille 5000 Road. At least two engines and a 20-person team are assigned to the fire. Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte is facing a campaign finance complaint filed by the Montana Democratic Party. It alleges his campaign illegally coordinated with a political action committee to circumvent campaign donation limits. The complaint filed last week includes an invitation to a Gianforte fundraiser that told potential donors that if they'd already contributed the maximum to Gianforte's campaign, they could contribute to Montana First Action PAC, which, quote, directly benefits, unquote, Gianforte's campaign. Campaign manager Jake Eaton called the filing, quote, a frivolous complaint with absolutely no merit, unquote. He accused the Montana Democratic Party of using it to deflect attention from an ethics violation by Democratic candidate Mike Cooney. The Montana High School Association released a plan today outlining how fall sports and activities could resume amid the novel coronavirus pandemic. The plan includes calls for no out-of-state competitions, social distancing of 6 feet on the field or court when possible, and practicing in, quote, pods, unquote, where the same players are working out together to limit overall exposure. Face coverings must be worn per Governor Steve Bullock's directive, which exempts situations of strenuous physical exercise, swimming, or when giving a musical or theatrical performance for an audience. The memo sent by the association's executive director, Mark Beckman, says schools will have to follow the new requirements along with the governor's directives and directives from local health departments for fall activities to return. The memo outlines specific guidelines for different sports and activities. Rules for fan attendance at those events will be determined by local schools with input from local health departments. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio News.